This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, my dear friends, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new episode of Back to Reality. Hope you're doing great and everything is just fine with you. Now that we have your precious attention, buckle up to fly beyond the surface of your favorite topics. You are listening to Arab English Radio and this is Asma, at your service as the host. Well, as for our dear guests, I should say today is heaven. I have two of my very dear amazing friends and together we'd provide some captivating, thought-provoking stuff for you. And I forgot to tell you that both of them are Zainab. So I shall add that S on you, Zainab.
Yes. However, okay. I'm Zainab Sadat.
Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I have my BA in English Language and Literature and my MA in Teaching English as a Foreign Language. And of course, one of my big interests is in religious studies. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because of my interest and my studies that I have the privilege of sitting in front of you today.
Oh, no, then on the other side, I have my dear one, Zainab
Askari. Yes. Assalamu alaikum. I have done my master's in linguistics from India.
Yes.
And then I am still engaged in religious studies in the Hafsa of Qom.
Today's topic is actually about Muharram. The first month of the Islamic calendar starts with Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the story of Ashura. We mourn and weep deeply from the core of our hearts and we offer our humble condolences to his son, the promised savior, Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah. The love that we have for him is like a burning ember that will never cease to exist. We go through this story every year and we recall it whenever we hear his name. Yet the mysterious point is that we never get tired of it. And each year we feel as if it's been renewed. The cut inside our heart seems to have gone deeper, as well as the bond we share with his family. The whole idea of Muharram seems rather odd and beyond understanding. And now I'd like to start the discussion with the importance of Muharram. What do you think we can get from Muharram? What is the importance of cherishing this month that much?
Crying and mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, apart from its great influences, you know, the good and the influence, the positive influences.
The benefits and the blessings.
Yes, of mourning for Imam al-Hussein. There's so much that cannot be mentioned.
Of course.
In a simple episode in 15 or 20 minutes.
Yes, it's like an ocean that we're just diving into it.
Yes, definitely. And the influences of it on every person leads to the good society. What should we cry for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam?
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
I believe that, first of all, one of the main reasons for me to cry for him is justice. The justice that he gave his life for. Mm-hmm. You know, that's quite precious for me. It requires a great personality.
He actually sacrificed his entire being and family for justice.
He paid a heavy, heavy, heavy
price
for what he wanted, which was justice. Mm-hmm. And that's a great lesson for us. You know, when I personally start to cry for Imam al-Hussein, I start to think that he wanted justice. All he wanted was justice, but they deprived him and the whole society of that. And he defended, he wanted to defend other people and defended the deprived justice. And that's a great lesson for us too. You know, if we know what he exactly was sacrificed for in modern society, mm-hmm. In our everyday life, we would defend it. And that has a great influence on our lives.
Of course. Yes. I see. So Zainab is talking about the influence of weeping and crying and generally mourning in the month of Muharram. And now let's have the ideas and opinions of Zainab upon this month.
As we talk about Muharram, since I come from another country, a non-Muslim country,
and
people listen about Muharram, they non-Muslims, rather, or even Sunni Muslims, they have a concept that now there's a month of crying.
Zainab, just before you start, is it like this in your country that everywhere turns into black? The streets are covered with black.
Not everywhere, I'll say, but wherever there are Shias living in, yes, it turns into black streets.
So you also go through the same thing as we see in our society.
Yes. So some parts of the society, not every, like wherein there are non-Muslims, obviously it's not there. But yes, sometimes even non-Muslims do respect. They come and they try to help you, like, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And all. So there's a religious harmony in India.
Even the non-believers usually lend you a helping hand in these sort of things.
Yes, they start, like, you know, giving water to others in Muharram and all. Mm-hmm, they start doing so many good things. Because Hussein is for all.
Exactly, yeah.
Hussein is That's for humanity. Thing. Well, you talked about the influence and importance. Some people think that this month is just for crying and mourning, and that's it. But as Sister Sadat put it rightly, like, it's not just mourning in this month. It comes up with a lot of teachings. For example, we go out for gatherings, the Muharram gatherings usually. We are guests at the same time we are the hosts.
Uh-huh.
You're feeding.
Yeah.
And you're getting so much
exactly,
in return.
Yeah.
You're the guests of Imam Hussein. You're feeding others. And, you know, you are host and guest at the same time. You get to learn a lot of things.
His mother is the one actually who's going to reward you.
Yes. There's a cultural dimension. There's a cultural transmission. For example, wherever you start, if you see a learning process, you see there's a generation gap. But this is the only school of thought. This is these gatherings are the only things wherein you see children coming in.
Yeah.
You see aged women coming in. You see aged men coming in. You see youth coming in. You see everyone. There's no gender, nothing. This education is not separated by a generation gap. Everyone comes to these gatherings and everyone has some...
Age and gender is not going to make any difference.
Make any difference in the learning process, actually. It's not just mourning, it's learning.
So whoever comes there would get something out of it.
Exactly. When there were no universities, when there were no colleges, when there were no schools, these gatherings of Muharram were the places wherein you would get to know about the history of Islam. When there was a cultural transmission, when there was, you would get acquainted and familiar with Imam, with history, with Islam, with everything.
And that's why actually Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, says that it's Muharram and Safar that are keeping the Islam alive.
Exactly. And because you get familiar with what is Islam. It's not just, you know, you're crying about Imam. You get familiar with who Imam was.
You have some moments to think.
You know, when you're in these gatherings, definitely there's a speech before you start mourning or anything.
Yeah,
mourning
exactly.
is the last part. But before that, you get to know about who Imam was, what he sacrificed for.
Now that we're talking of Muharram, I would have a condition for you. Just imagine there would be a year and you are stopped from mourning. What would happen? What would it bring to life?
You know, as I just said, you know, it's not only the matter of mourning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we cry a lot for lots of issues that happen to our everyday life.
Yeah.
And those crying.
But it gets cooled down, you know. After some years, everything would simmer down.
But not about Imam al-Hussein.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yes,
it's very odd and mysterious.
Yes, and this is what I'm saying. You know, when you cry for an ordinary issue, that crying brings you negative energy. It just makes you feel bad. But about Imam al-Hussein, no, that's not the case.
Maybe
at the very moment of crying and mourning, you feel sad, you feel so sorrowful. But you know, after a while, when you know that we have lots of hadith saying and narrating that the eyes who cry for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, for the tragedy of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, would be the happiest in, on the Day of Judgment.
Yeah, and also Zainab, in this life, after we leave those gatherings, when you come out of it, you feel like a, you know, emotional release.
Exactly.
You feel like you've been purified.
Exactly. You feel light.
Exactly. That like a feather.
There's also been a research about tears.
Yeah.
What tears take out of your eyes.
That's very interesting.
If it was just normal tears, they bring about 90% of water and other chemicals, 10%.
Yeah.
But if your tears are emotional, if your tears are emotional, they're getting to release stress hormones. 90% of the water that's coming out, it's not the water, it's the stress hormones you're releasing.
That was the research
I went through.
Yes, and quite so true about this case.
She was saying like about the, apart from narrations as well, we have something that supports mourning, and a Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, was the first one to do that.
Yeah, so to do the mourning.
Yes, so it's a sunnah.
So
it's,
you both because say in that many, this many cases, mourning is a sort of sacred praying.
I would like to add a little to what you asked her. Like you said that, see, we realized that since 2 years, since past 2 years, there was a ban, there was COVID, there was no gatherings.
A nice point to mention, actually.
Yeah. So there was no this gathering, but the love did not stop. Why? I think you kind of wanted to ask this, like, why did not the love for Imam Hussein stop? Why did not, like, we did not observe gatherings?
So what is the reason, according to you?
The reason is what Imam Hussein al-Islam stood for. The message of Karbala. See, it was peace. As long as there's peace, Imam Hussein's name is going to be there. As long as there's justice, Imam Hussein's name is going to be there. As long as there's Islam, Imam's name is going to be there. See, the COVID ban on gatherings could not stop justice, could they? Could not stop
not.
Peace, did they? Nothing could stop Islam, could it? So as long as peace, justice, and Islam is on, Imam al-Islam's name
is alive. Yeah.
And as you mentioned in the very beginning, it's like that, you know,
it's an
fire,
ember, in our chest. It would burn forever.
Yes.
And it will never cease.
It will never cease.
Yeah. And Zainab, according to you, what are the reasons for this love that we share with him?
This love is something innate, I guess, and something that we have been dealing with since childhood. You know, we, especially we as Shias, we have been learned when our mothers were feeding us, they gave us the love of Imam al-Hussein and Ahlul Bayt.
There's a thing, Zainab, even those who have been living in a Western society and they come to know him after they're 30 or whatever, just in an old age.
And even non-Muslims as well.
Yes. What happens
I'd like
to them?
To tell you one thing. Since like when I got acquainted with Imam Hussein al-Islam, I got acquainted him after visiting his grave. You know, I mean, I was not into religious studies yet. I didn't know Imam Hussein much because we...
So you went for him and then you started to know him?
I as a child was born or grown up in a society where only my family was a Shia family.
Oh.
So it was really hard for us to explore, to say that we are Shias, just for the security reasons and all. So we couldn't explore much. We couldn't know much about Imam and all. But whenever this name would come, there was some, you know, that curiosity to know. There was some, I don't know, sadness automatically.
Exactly.
And when I just certainly on Arbaeen, I got a chance to visit Karbala. And the moment I was standing just some feet behind the shrine, I could see tears up till my, you know, throat. And I was like, what's happening?
Unconsciously, that happens without you even deciding for
I was
right, Zainab?
Yes.
I did not even know Imam Hussein at that time. And I was like, my face was full of it. I could not control myself. And that was, you know, yes, the love for Imam Hussein is because if you are oppressor, you're guilty yourself. But if you stand for justice, if you stand for peace yourself, if you have a pure heart, and if you have sincerity like him, since he had sincerity, he had khalus, that's why his love is not to be...
That's very true.
Now for me, and then Tariq cast it back to reality, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you with his never-sleeping eyes. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.